Good morning. Our question today is, if somebody is tired on Rosh Hashanah, for example, in the afternoon after a long tefillah, tkiyas haShofar, a delicious lunch, is it permitted to take a nap? Similar to Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, we take a nap. Can you take a nap on Rosh Hashanah? So in fact, the Ramah paskens in Shulchan Aruch, Nohagim, Shalalishan biyom Rosh Hashanah uminag nachanhu, that we are noheg to not sleep on Rosh Hashanah, and that is a proper minhag. The source of this minhag is indeed in a Yerushalmi. Having said that, we have to talk about two variables. Number one is this only in the mornings? Does it apply also in the afternoon? And also, is this only on the first day or the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well? So when it comes to that first issue, how about after Chatzos? So the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Arizal. Then after Chatzos, after midpoint of the day between sunrise and sunset, or there are different ways to compute it, but we'll go with for that for now, that it would be permitted to sleep because the real deen has been done. We've done our davening. We have the tkiyas haShofar, and the malachim have hopefully assisted us in getting a positive result. So accordingly, the Arizal was of the view that it would be permitted to sleep after Chatzos Hayom. Nonetheless, the Aleph Lamateh says that we should not learn from the Arizal. The Arizal can say such a thing, but for us, he says as follows, very interesting language, Halavai, Shia b'cholaseinu la'asot b'hakitz echad, Halavai, that we should be able to accomplish while we are awake, even 1/1000th of what the Arizal does or did when he was asleep. So in other words, the Arizal was still learning Torah when he was asleep, so it's okay for him to go to sleep after Chatzos Hayom. That was for the Arizal, that is not for us. So that's when it comes to sleeping on Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos. We have the Arizal who said it's okay, but others disagree that we should not even sleep after Chatzos. When it comes to, is this just the first day of Rosh Hashanah or the second day as well? So in fact, there are a number of poskim, the Noheg Ketzon Yosef, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's brought in the name of Rav Nassan Adler, and others, that they were of the view that it's permitted to sleep on the second day. The minig is the first day, but the second day would not be a problem, certainly after Chatzos on the second day. However, nonetheless, the Kaf HaChaim for Sfaradim says that ein chiluk ben rishon l'sheni, there's no difference between the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Just like it's a problem on the first day sleeping, we should be noeg as well on the second day, even after Chatzos, to not sleep as well. Now, it's interesting that we typically associate this concept of sleeping as a nap in the afternoon, but how about napping early in the morning, or continuing our sleep, in other words, early in the morning, sleeping past Alos HaShachar, or even more so later, sleeping after Netzachama? Is that permitted? So the Mata Yehuda says that it's Ra'ui, because this is the Yom HaDin, it is proper that we should be awake from Alos HaShachar. There are different ways to compute Alos HaShachar, the number of degrees the sun is below the horizon, or is it 72 minutes before sunrise? But it's early in the morning, and the Mata Yehuda and others, Ben Ishchai and Kaf HaChaim, say that we should wake up, Yisgaber Ka'ari V'yakum Mimita. So we need to wake up early and don't go back to sleep, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us during the first 3 hours of the day. So starting from Alos HaShachar, that's the beginning of the first hour of judgment. So we should not be sleeping in our beds when judgment is occurring. So that's the first reason why indeed we should be strict. That's brought by the poskim. We should be strict to be up and out and productive starting the latest from Alos HaShachar. A second explanation is brought by the Eliyahu Rabbah, that in fact there are 5 special days that we have to be strict about waking up early, and they actually have a simon of Avraham, Avraham Avinu's name, Aleph Bet Resh Hey Mem, because the Sofei Tevos, the last letter of 5 of the Chagim, spell out Avraham as follows. Hoshana Rabbah ends with an Aleph. Tisha B'Av ends with a Bet. This is spelling out Avraham's name. Yom Kippur ends with a Resh. And Rosh Hashanah ends with a hey, and Purim ends with a mem, spelling of Ram. So those are the five times that indeed we should be awake early in the morning. So we see from that that Rosh Hashanah is one of those times. So accordingly, we have two reasons why we should be up early on Rosh Hashanah by Alos HaShachar, because it's the day of judgment. The din is starting from Alos HaShachar and going for the first 3 hours a day, the day especially. And number two, because this is a special time. It's one of the five special days of Raham that we have to be strict about waking up early in the morning. Now, people are not as strict about this. Some people are not as strict about this one. And so the Sefer Minag Yisrael Torah brings a limud zchus to try to find merit. He ends it off with tzarechin. It's not so simple. We can rely on this. But nonetheless, he cites as follows a limud zchus, why people may not be nizar, may not be careful about that, that they rely on the Bach, who quotes the Maharam, who used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, and he held it was like a yontif. It is a yontif. Yontif, we have oneg. We should be enjoying ourselves, or I guess. So the Rosh Hashanah as well, it's like a yontif. So it had the same concept. And here, the Maharam didn't distinguish between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. He was simply lenient when it came to sleeping. So accordingly, says the Minhag Yisrael Torah, it has been accepted by many people to not sleep in the middle of the day. So they're not going to rely on the Maharam when it comes to the middle of the day. But le'inyan zeshalo lakum ba'alos ha'shachar, when it comes to waking up early or not waking up early in the morning and sleeping as you normally do on a regular day, on that, people are relying on the Maharam. Why? Kedei lispalo b'deyas tzlula, so people can focus, so they're well-rested and have a good focused davening, b'kavana b'lo aifus, having kavana without exhaustion, without being tired. Accordingly, when it comes to waking up, people are lenient when it comes to waking up, not waking up too early, waking up when they normally do so they can have a clear head during davening and be well rested. So this is a limud zchus he has, but nonetheless, he ends off saying, tzarech iyun, this needs further investigation, because really people should be up by Alos HaShachar on Rosh Hashanah. Have a wonderful day.